こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。今日はちょっとマイケルが風邪ひいて熱があるので。
そうです。
私は自分の家から、マイケルはマイケルの家から、それぞれちょっとリモートなんで音がちょっと違うかもしれないけど。
It's working now.
Yeah, okay. Okay. 1個目、楽天リサーチが20代から60代の男女1000人を対象に、人生の終わりに向けた準備、終わる活動と書いて終活に関する意識調査を行いました。 96.6% が終活という言葉を聞いたことがあったほか、エンディングノートについても8割以上の人が聞いたことがあると答えていました。就活をすでに実施していると答えた人に、人生でやり残したと感じるものがあるか尋ねると、 35.5% が趣味で最も多く、次が 25.8% でやり残したことはないでした。
Rakuten Research has conducted an attitude survey of 1,000 men and women aged 20 to 60 on the subject of preparing for death. 96.6% of respondents had heard of the term shukatsu, and more than 80% of respondents were familiar with the term ending note, a term for a note left behind expressing one's dying wishes. When those who responded that they were already preparing for their death were asked if they had felt they had left something undone in their lives, 35.5% of them said their hobbies, and 25.8% said that they didn't feel they had left anything undone.
そう、まあ就活っていうのは、こう死ぬ前に自分の財産整理とか荷物を整理しておいたり、
うん、
遺言を残したり、パソコンのデータで見られたらやばいものを消しておいたりとかそういう、まあいろんな活動を指すみたいなんだけど、私エンディングノートって初めて聞いたんだけど、知ってた？
How is that different from like a will? Or your dying wish?
そう、遺言っていうのは結局その法的な効力があるもの、
mm.
誰に遺産が行くとか、
mm.
もうちょっとこう法的な話で、エンディングノートはもうちょっとこう単純にお葬式はこういうふうにしてほしいなとか、延命措置はなるべくしないでほしいなとか。
So it's more like your dying wish.
そう、希望をただ、そう、希望を書くみたいなことらしいよ。
Is this common? Do most people do this?
どうなんだろうね。でも8割以上の人が聞いたことあるってことは、なんとなくやってる人は多いんじゃない？でも書いといてもらった方が家族は分かりやすいもんね。
Mm. Have you written anything?
No.
You haven't written any kind of will or...
書いたことないけど、言っとくっていうのはあるよ。
Are there certain conditions you've laid out? You know, if I die, then this... The cats go here and... You know.
condition っていうよりも、例えばお葬式とか、お金かかるし、めんどくさかったらやんなくて全然いいよとか。
うん。
なんか、例えば夫がどうしてもやりたい、自分のためにやりたいって思うんだったらやってもいいけど、私自身の葬式は別にやんなくてもいい。
It just means that people mourning you will have a funeral that you'll kind of be indifferent about. Which is terrible.
まあね、そうやって言っちゃうとあれだけど、なんだろう、別に、あの、結構そのお葬式について細かい注文がある人っているじゃん。
もう、like、what?
なんかいくらぐらいの立派なやつにしてくれとかさ。
Hmm. Really? Like their coffin or something?
Coffin とか、その何、セービスをこういうふうにしたいとか、そもそも。
Hmm. Well, people want to be buried in a specific place, right?
Ah, yeah, 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 yeah.
That's a big thing here.
あ、そうだね。それはだから言ったことある、夫にも。なんか、どっかに巻いてくれていいよ、みたいな。
Do you have a preferred destination for your remains? Like the ocean or in space?
そうだね。海とかいいけど、でもまあ、どこでもいい。どこでもいいっちゃどこでもいいよね。
But there's worse places, right? You wouldn't want someone to just dump your ashes in the toilet. It's like, okay... Maybe not anywhere. It kind of matters. Have some respect, right?
まあね、それはちょっと悲しいかもしれないけど。Have you thought about this?
I try not to, I feel like. And I, you know, there's this scene in, well, it's almost the theme of Fight Club. But Edward Norton, his apartment building is decorated with all this stuff from IKEA.
Right.
That, you know, all his perfect little furniture and bowls and stuff. And the idea was, once his apartment had blown up, this nest that he had been building, which had kind of, it's almost like our fear of dying, our fear of loss causes us to like protect ourselves and build these nests. And people can kind of spend their whole lives preparing their deathbed. It kind of becomes an obsession. You know, when I get old, I want to have this, you know, I want to have all my family members there, and I want to have, you know, this, there's a kind of a scene that people imagine, right?
Yeah. でもなんか年取るにつれてさ、自分が死ぬ時ってそういうふうにうまくいかないことの方が多いんだろうなって分かってこない？なんか若い時の方が映画とかドラマで人が死ぬ時みたいにこうベッドにいて周りに家族がいて、しかも最後の最後になんかいいこと言って死ぬみたいな。
And they're so rich when they die, no?
Yeah. でも結局なんか、なんだろう、大人になってきて周りで実際死ぬ人とかも何人も見てきたりすると、結構そういうもんじゃないよね。でなんか急に死んだりとかの方が多いし。
Well, how much does the last 5 minutes matter? Even if you could plan it immaculately, let's say the last 5 minutes are absolutely perfect. Does that mean that your life was a tremendous success?
そう、そうなんだよね。だから最後にそんな重きを置かなくてもいいのかなとか、あと、若い時に思い描いてたような、その死ぬ前に、その本人が自分が死ぬって自覚してるような状況の方が絶対にすごいレアじゃん。多分分かってないで、いつの間にか死んじゃうとかの方が多いと思うから。
But you can't really do anything with that. You can't really plan anything for that.
Yeah, yeah. だからそういうもんなんだなっていう。
And then you just go back to YOLO, right?
Yeah,
but then YOLO. Doesn't YOLO guarantee that you'll have the worst possible death?
Well, it depends on
like wingsuiting or something? I don't know.
It depends on what you do while you scream YOLO.
You know how there's, I don't even know if this is true, but the story is Elvis died while on the toilet, right?
Oh,
Elvis was like taking a shit while snorting cocaine or something and drunk.
Okay.
And he just, everything happened at once and he just died on the toilet. At least that's some tale that I've heard. But
that's not a bad way of dying at all.
But it was like this story that people would tell each other, at least when I was a kid, about Elvis. It might be a myth. I really don't know. But the point is, it's like if you die in a really shitty way, people tend to cling to that. You know, it has a huge impression.
Right.
Right? Like, Elvis was probably awesome his whole life, but because he died on the toilet, everyone, you know, it kind of sullies his reputation.
そういうの聞いたとき、やっぱ大体本人にとってどうだったかって考えると全然悪くないよね。多分。
I guess. Well, you know, you hear people say sometimes like, oh, I've had a good life. I partied with all these different people and, you know, I slept with all these different people and they kind of give these weird lists of their accomplishments. I hear Hollywood people say this kind of thing sometimes, you know, when they're old.
この調査でもそのやり残したことで趣味が一番多いっていうのがちょっとびっくりした。趣味なんだと思って、なんか 自分はどうかなって考えた時、いつもなんか、あ、結局ブラジルに一回も行かなかったなとか、
yeah.
こう旅行の行く先でちょっと後悔することあるかなと思うけど。
You'd expect something a little more goal oriented?
I guess. I don't know. なんか結構みんなだから忙しくて趣味あんまりできなかったとかっていう人が多いのかね。
Mm.
なんかそれは結構意外だった。
It makes sense because it's love for what you actually enjoy doing, right? You know, it's something that
right.
your shumi is something. There's no pressure. There's no, you know, you're just enjoying yourself
yeah.
in your free time. And so I guess it's kind of like just people wishing they had more free time, right?
Yeah, in general, I guess. It's just like, is there, なんかその、なんだろう、ああ、もう、この趣味やりきったっていうことってあるのかな、でも逆に。Like,、mm. okay, I've done this enough. Like, I've gone scuba diving enough.、
Mm.
I guess maybe.
It happens
like,
to you, yeah. You get, you've gotten over some. Haven't you gotten over hobbies before?
I guess. But then I didn't really, I guess I didn't love it enough or something. I don't know.、
Mm.
次。Jive Communications がアメリカの成人2000人を対象にカスタマーサービスに関する調査を行いました。その結果、問い合わせの電話を保留にされた場合、待っていられるのは平均で9分間でした。18歳から35歳までのミレニアル世代に絞ると、平均で14分と伸び、逆に55歳以上では8分でした。レストランで注文後に食事が運ばれてくるのが遅いというシチュエーションでは、ミレニアル世代が平均で21分間待てると答え、55歳以上では17分でした。また、なんと全体の 76% が人生で一度はマネージャーと話させろと言ったことがあると答えました。
Jive Communications conducted a survey of 2,000 adults in America on the topic of customer service.The survey found that people on average can wait 9 minutes on hold before becoming irritated. Interestingly, they found that the average wait time for millennials, people aged 18 to 35, was 14 minutes, while the average wait time for people over 55 was just 8 minutes. When asked about a restaurant setting in which the food is delayed, on average, millennials responded that they would wait 21 minutes. This contrasts to 55 and older respondents,who indicated that they would wait just 17 minutes. 76% of all respondents had, at one point in their lives, asked to speak to the manager.
そう、これ、まあ、ミレニアル世代とその上の、40代から54歳までの世代、
mm.
で、こう、世代が上がるごとにつれてみんな忍耐がなくなっていくみたいな、
hmm.
あの棒グラフになってたんだけど、
hmm.
確かに電話保留にされてすごい待たされる時あるよね。
Yeah, usually longer than 9 minutes, yeah?
うん、あれ結構不安になるよね。
Hmm.
なんかパソコンとかだとさ、なんだろう、なんか電話だとこう忘れられてんのかなとか、あっちでだ何してんのか見えないし。
うん。You just imagine that this person is just totally messing around on the other side.
Yeah, like chilling.
Like
the...
Yeah.
でも 76% がさ、マネージャーと話させろって言ったことがあるっていうのは結構驚いたんだけど。
うん。
まあこれアメリカの話だけど。
うん。
結構多くない？
It doesn't...really surprised me though. I think that's more a statement about the quality of customer service than, than people being impatient, no? Do you think it's because people are impatient? I really think that customer service generally, especially in the United States, is atrocious.
そうだね。あの、悪いカスタマーサービスのレベルが多分日本とアメリカで違うよね。
Yeah.
こうひどい扱いされるっていうのはどこの国でもあるけど、そのひどいのレベルがちょっと違うというかさ。
うん。 I mean, do you think it's a big deal to ask to speak to the manager?
I don't...
It sounds kind of serious, I guess.
It does sound serious. だって私多分行ったことないよ。
Really? I've probably done it more than once.
So,
it doesn't take me very long to be like, all right, let me talk to someone else. Because I just don't think it's, I don't know. If they say yes, then it's like, okay, we might get somewhere. No?
なんかね、レストランのシチュエーションだと、間違えた飲み物が運ばれてきた時に、こうミレニアル世代は3分の1ぐらいが何も言わないっていうのも書いてあった。もう特に文句言わないで、まあ諦めるっていうか、まあいいやみたいな。
Huh. Do you know what that is for the older age group?
Older age group の方がちょっと多かったんだよね、確か。数字忘れちゃったけど。
Do you say something if you get the wrong drink or they bring the wrong? It depends what、まあ、it is, right?
うん、普通にあれ違いますみたいな感じは言うけど、でも気まずくなりたくないからめっちゃ笑顔で超優しく言う。だからこうなんかさ、たまにすごい気まずい雰囲気にするお客さんいるじゃん。
うん、
友達とかでもなんか間違えた食べ物来た時とかに、えっとかしか言わないみたいな。で、店員さんもえってなって、ええみたいな、変な雰囲気にする人いるじゃん。ああいうのすごい嫌だから、こう、あ、いや、違うと思いますよ、みたいなのを、もう即座に、すごい、にこやかに言う。
I mean, that's probably what you should start with, right?
Yeah. あと、ご飯来ない。でもさ、確かに若者の方が、スマホとか持ってるし、別に20分ぐらいなんか潰せるっちゃ潰せるとかはあるかもしれなくない？
Well, people say it both ways, right? Because young people have become so dependent on our devices that in the absence of a smartphone, a young person cannot wait as long as an older person. And I think that's probably true. You know, if you take away a young person's iPhone, they probably will lose their mind after about 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Just waiting. Because how often does that happen, honestly speaking? Very rarely. It'd be a very unusual situation for a millennial to be
in.
Yeah,
so on it.
Most. Not everyone. But...
Are you patient with waiters and...こういうカスタマーサービス系。
I think so.
If I was
going to evaluate myself. But everyone thinks they're patient, right?
I don't know. Some people are definitely not patient at all.
Yeah. It seems like waiting is going away.Like having to wait. Because if you have your phone all the time, you're not really waiting. It's not the same kind of waiting as before. So if you went into a doctor's office before and you had to wait, right?
Yeah.
Say you're waiting 20, 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes, you don't know. There are some grimy magazines next to you that definitely have germs on them.
Ew.
There are some...children's books, but that's about it, right? And you have 20, 30, 40 minutes. And there's a huge difference between 4 magazines and, you know, all of the internet, Wikipedia, YouTube, social media, all the things that we dive into now.
Yeah, I think my mom always watches Hulu when she's waiting.
At the doctor?
Yeah.
Mm.
And yeah, it's true. I mean, it makes a tremendous difference.
I mean, it'd make a huge difference if you were not even just waiting, but if you're like in the hospital or something too, right?
So, new
like bedridden.
Yeah. That's true.
They have this, I saw these ads recently for this, I forget what it was called. I think it was called like Calm or something. But people are getting into this spontaneous meditation where in the ad that I saw, this guy's like walking in Manhattan or something, and it's all busy and noisy. There's taxis and pigeons and all this stuff, and he arrives at a bus stop and he puts his earphones in and he opens this app, and then it plays the sounds of like some rainforest somewhere, you know, with like toucans and like, I don't know, the forest sounds, monkeys.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting at this bus stop with his eyes closed, and then the environment around him is like replaced by this rainforest, and he's meditating, right?
Right.
And then like 30 seconds later, his bus shows up and he takes his earphones out. And so there's this, I guess, this trend now of people trying to, and a lot of people have advocated this kind of thing, but like cramming in these meditations like into your day, like between meetings and stuff, like people will stand on their head. You don't know what I'm talking about?
I guess. でも結構さ、そのうまくないと隙間時間やるの難しいよね。
うん。
私とか多分そこまでのレベルじゃないから、バスが来るまであと10分ってなって、あ、じゃあその10分の間に瞑想しようってなったら、逆になんか8分しかないから早くそのステートに入らないとみたいな、焦って逆になんかできなくなっちゃうみたいな。
うん。
Well,
I think these apps are supposed to catalyze that state of mind.
Right, right.
By taking you to some other sound environment.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because it's kind of like, it's like the new power nap. It's like this power meditation thing.
そうだね。
I don't know if it's useful or not. I'm not really doing it.
なんか前にさ、その瞑想して夜眠れるオーストラリア人の女の人の YouTube 聞いて寝てるって言ったじゃん最近、でその動画がだいたい1時間ぐらいあるわけ、で、まあ、40分ぐらい聞いたところでいつも知らない間に寝てるんだけど、この間同じ人が作ってる10分間のバージョンがあったの、で、あ、これだったらもしかして10分で頑張れば寝れるのかもしれないと思って、
But it works faster because it's a shorter video?
と思ったの。でも全然ダメだった。もう10分しかないって思っちゃってるから、ああ、10分で寝ないとビデオが終わっちゃうっていうのと、なんか心なしか、その彼女もちょっと早口なのね。なんか10分で寝かせないとってあっちも思ってるし、こっちも焦って寝ようとしてるから。
Is the other video the same video that you're watching every time?
No.
Huh.It's like a longer series.
Yeah.
Hmm.
それを何個かスイッチして聞いてるけど。でもその中でもワークするのとしないのがあって、例えばこの間試したやつは、なんか彼女がね、いろんなことをイマジンさせすぎ。
Like what kind of stuff?
Imagine you're at the ocean. You're touching the sand. とかなんか、それがどんどん風景が変わっていくんだけど、Imagine しろっていう内容が多すぎて、なんか、あ、頑張ってそれをイメージしようとしてる間にどんどん覚醒して目がパッチリ起きちゃうみたいな。だから、バランス難しいよね。こう人を寝かせるっていうのもさ、だから彼女すごいなって思うけど。
Well, what format do you think works the best so far?
まあだから、一番多いタイプは本当に何だろう、今考えても仕方ないよみたいな、今は寝る時間ですっていうのを何回もリマインドしてくれつつあのこう顔の筋肉の力を抜いてとか、そのフィジカルな面にもちょっと触れつつ、あの瞑想に持ってってくれるみたいなのが一番寝やすい。
I like the physical instructions.
そう、意外とね、そう。
Yeah, because it's like, relax your toes or something, right?
そうそう。
And I'm like, dude, my toes are, oh, actually, you know what? My toes were tense. Thanks for pointing that out.
特にあの顔の筋肉とかこう緩めてるつもりでも実はちょっとまだ力入ってたりとかするから、そうやって人に言われるとあまだそうだ入ってたみたいな。
Yeah, it's weird. You'll like notice that you're trying to go to sleep with like a grimace on your face.
そうそうそう。
Like, of course I'm not falling asleep. I'm lying here frowning.
でもこれね、あの昔ね、カノー姉妹の京子さんも言ってた。
Mm.
なんかカノー姉妹の京子さんが寝るときに頭のてっぺんから足の先まで順番にこう筋肉を全部ちゃんと細かく緩めていくと寝れますって言ってた。
Does it matter if you start at your head or your feet? Or it doesn't really?
I don't know. まあ、it might not matter, but...
It's probably better to relax your face first, right? It's kind of weird if you relax your feet and stuff and your face is tense until the end. Yeah.
次。
IBM's artificial intelligence Watson will be loaded onto a floating space robot built by Airbus to assist astronauts on the International Space Station. The robot is called Simon, C-I-M-O-N, which stands for Crew Interactive Mobile Companion, and will be launched in June as part of the ESA's Horizons mission. Simon will assist German astronaut Alexander Gerst in conducting experiments with crystals, solving a Rubik's Cube, and conducting medical experiments. To do this, Simon will manage checklists involving hundreds of steps, retrieve information, and monitor progress while interacting with Gerst. In preparation for the mission, Watson has been made familiar with Gerst's voice and appearance, as well as the construction plans for the Columbus module for navigation.
IBM の人工知能ワトソンがエアバス製の宇宙ロボットに搭載され、国際宇宙ステーションで宇宙飛行士のサポートをする予定であることが分かりました。ロボットの名前は Crew Interactive Mobile Companion の頭文字を取ったサイモンで、ESA のホライズン計画の一環として6月に宇宙へ旅立ちます。サイモンは結晶を使った実験やルービックキューブを解く実験のほか、医療的な実験を行うため、ドイツの宇宙飛行士アレクサンダー・ガースト氏をサポートします。サイモンはガースト氏とやり取りしながら数百の工程をこなし、情報を収集し、経過を観察する予定です。準備のため、ワトソンにはガースト氏の声や顔のほか、船内を動き回れるように宇宙ステーション内のコロンバス実験室の間取りも覚えさせています。
Yep.
これなんか顔が変って言ってなかったっけ？
うん。Did you see a picture?
見てない。見てない。
It's pretty big. It's like this big. Do you see my hands?
Yeah. 人間の頭より大きいってこと？あ、
yeah. Did you look it up? I think it's like 30 centimeters across, something like that, and it weighs 5 kilos. So it's pretty heavy.
あのロボット自体は丸い形だね、
うん、
丸いこうなんて言うんだろうな、ドラえもんの頭だけみたいな白いやつで、顔がスクリーンになっていて、なんか適当に手で描いたみたいな顔がついてるよね。
Yeah, it has a really low resolution face.
あでもにっこりしてるけど、
I think they're trying to just completely avoid the uncanny valley now.
そうだね。これ日本が開発したら多分もうちょっと可愛くできたと思う。
Well, there was the JAXA did develop some version of this. Remember the Kirobo? Kirobo?
あ、そうだ。Kirobo めっちゃ可愛かったよね。
Wait, there were two. Because there was like Kirobo, which was like the...humanoid form one, right? It had arms and legs. But then they also made the floating ball one too.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't, that one wasn't AI, it was remote control.
Ah, okay.
Was that just,
Kirobo はあれだよね。
Kirobo or something.
Kirobo はトヨタのやつだよね。
And then there was a remote control ball that they made that had a camera on it.But this most recent version, the Simon, is going to be largely AI controlled, if not entirely.
でも正直、サイモンの方が可愛くない分、逆にサイファイ感があるよね。
It's kind of scary.
なんかこれと喋って実験とか一緒にやるってなると、本当に逆に未来っぽい。
Mm.
So, なんでルービックキューブなの？Do you know?
I think the Rubik's Cube is just a test of coordination between Simon and Alexander Gerst.
Ah, okay.
So Simon is going to help Gerst solve the Rubik's Cube. So it's like you take a highly complex task that a human might struggle with, and then you have the artificial intelligence using its visual recognition system. It can help by giving Gerst instructions on what to do next. Like turn the top section this many, you know.
これどうやって動くの？その自分で動けるってことでしょ、だって。
Mm-hmm. I don't know what its mode of propulsion is. They didn't say anything about it in their... Well, the...
あれかな？This information... ジョージ・クルーニー
方式？ Hmm?
ジョージ・クルーニー方式かな？こうプシュプシュみたいな。
Yeah, I don't know. Because they would have to recharge it with, like, compressed air or something, right?
Hmm. どうすんだろうね。
Hmm.
なんかこのイメージ画像だとこう、丸いのが普通に船内に浮かんでるけど。
It weighs 5 kilograms, so it's not going to be that mobile, right?
Hmm.
Or maybe it weighs 5 kilograms because it has... stuff in there to help it move, but we're getting close to the like the TARS thing. Remember that? TARS, I forget what it stood for, but TARS was the robot in that new in the Interstellar movie. Remember that weird thing? It looks like a pair of scissors, and it talks.
Yeah.
And it had like a an honesty setting.
Right.I was thinking of ano hitogata robot in alien movies.
What was his name?
Wakanai. 名前なんだったな。わかんないけど、あのなんかミルクみたいなさ白い血出すやつでしょ。
Mm. Mm.I mean, that's pretty advanced. That's like the most advanced version, right?
Yeah.
Or is HAL the most advanced version?
Yeah.
I don't know which one would be more advanced, but... One of the earliest versions would probably be the Lost in Space. Have you seen that movie?
It's Ash.
Hmm.
Sorry, what was that?
Lost in Space. Where the robot's like, Danger, Will Robinson...It's like this trash can looking robot that just says like danger. Like if something dangerous has happened. I don't really remember. But it was one of the first like droids that helps humans in the future.
Hmm.
You know, because this Simon thing is, they're intending it not just to be practically useful for solving tasks, but also as a companion for human beings.In longer term missions.
Okay.
And it would probably be involved in monitoring people's psychological well-being throughout a mission as well.
It's like R2-D2.
It's like it would become the primary sensor for people managing a mission back on Earth, right?Because it would just be able to collect so much information.
Right. これいくらぐらいなんだろう?
I have no idea. I'm sure it's not cheap.
Yeah. Oh, well. 今熱ないの?
I don't think so. It was like 36.7. last time I checked. Okay. But last night I hit 38.5 last night.
Whoa.
Peaked.
しかも朝ちょっとみんな下がるもんね、一旦。
I feel pretty okay right now. It's just yesterday was rough.
Yeah. Just don't go outside.
I'm just trying not to infect anyone. Not trying to infect you. I have to quarantine myself.
Yeah. Bioweapon.
Mm.
今日は話3つだけだからね。
Well, there's one more thing that was pretty interesting that came out about the expanding universe. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. That it's faster than people thought or something?
Yeah. Yeah. New measurements by the Hubble telescope basically puts the Hubble constant or the rate at which the universe is expanding at 73 kilometers per second per megaparsec instead of 67. So I think it's like 9% faster. They think the universe is expanding 9% faster than Whoa. They previously believed.
That's
and they haven't found a simple way to account for that in our current models. So basically it's a problem. So some people are speculating that the rate at which the universe is expanding is increasing.
Okay.
You know, so there isn't a constant rate of inflation, but rather it's inflating faster.
So it's getting faster and faster.
Yeah. Well, that's what some people are saying. I don't know if anyone's really that sure right now. I'm sure Komatsu-san has an answer. This is quite relevant to the work that he was involved in, actually. Because this is... The Hubble measurements are in conflict with the cosmic microwave background data.
Oh, okay. Komatsu-san!
So, I believe. I mean, that's probably a massive simplification of what's going on, but... it's crazy that there can be this much, you know, disruption of stuff. This is probably the third or fourth time that they've revised this Hubble constant. And I believe every single time it was faster than they thought.
Hmm.
So whether that means that the rate is getting faster or we're just, you know, it's a coincidence, I don't know. But.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Mm.
Okay. Mojokoshi no tekisto wa iPhone Mac. iPhone Mac iPad Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安プランもありますので、そちらもぜひやってみてください。もうすでに購読してくれている方、ありがとうございます。インスタグラム、フェイスブック、ツイッターもやっているので、フォローお願いします。
お願いします。I'm sorry I got sick today.
マイケル、早く元気になってね。
うん。
あのポカリ飲んでね、いっぱい。
ポカリね。I'm drinking Red Bull right now. It's probably not.
Oh my god, stop. Stop.
No, I had Taco Bell right earlier too.
Taco Bell's okay, but please don't drink
no,
Red Bull.
I feel terrible.
終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.